North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern, a great place to stop by while you're out on your holiday shopping this month. Hi, everyone. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. It's Friday, December 18th, as we cruise closer and closer to Christmas Day here on the North Shore. And it's an overcast start to the day, but I think weather's going to be improving. But I guess no real snow in our forecast for for the next few days here, huh?
Hello? You got to rub it in, don't you?
Yeah, but I saw some below freezing temperatures overnights, anyways, coming up on the weekend. So it's going to get a little cooler, I guess. So, but whatever.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I the long range doesn't look very good for cold weather, but you know, on the other hand, people are saving money on their heating bills, and I suppose that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's the definitely one plus about all of this is the heating bills are not all that bad. Well, if we look down on the webpage today, we just have a couple of videos, both music videos, and Rick, you know, you flip around the radio this time of year, and you know, there's that one station that's always playing, or two stations that have the Christmas music all the time. In this case, I guess it's Magic 106.7. It's got the music on, Christmas music all the time. And the songs that you hear on that station, well, we've got the actual live performances of a couple of those songs. Not the ones that you actually hear, those versions, but these are actual television appearances of a couple of songs that you hear over and over and over again. We got Elvis's It's a Blue Christmas, following it up the one we did with Porky Pig last week. And then we've got The Beach Boys and A Little Saint Nick. The Little Saint Nick, I guess it is. And a television performance, I'm guessing, back from the 60s or something like that. So we got a couple of old songs there on the on our post here today, below here on North Shore today. Around the North Shore. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, where do you find those, Bill? Where do you
They're on YouTube. They're on YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
So we got, I know the front page story and the item today is the, and the top page, top story is, well, it's actually kind of shared by a few things, but the way they divide the paper out, but the Massachusetts Department of Public Health will be conducting a public hearing on Thursday, January 7th, regarding the plans for Union Hospital. So that, the folks at that hospital have announced that they're going to close it, merge it with the Salem Hospital, North Shore Medical Center. But there is still going to be some kind of a discussion on that, and that will be at Lynn City Hall, I believe, on January 7th, 4 o'clock, City Hall, in the auditorium there. So we'll keep an eye on that piece for you, but that's the very latest on that, and certainly be some kind of an update on what the plans for the hospital might be.
Yeah, there was a groundbreaking at Endicott College yesterday, too, Bill, that I knew about, but they asked me not to say anything about it when I met with Dr. Weidel last week. There was a groundbreaking for a new, I believe it's a residence hall, that is about to be built on campus, and it will be named in honor of Pete Freitas, the Boston College kid who started the tremendous drive, the Ice Bucket Challenge for the ALS. Was it Boston College or BU? He went to Boston College, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And Pete Freitas was there, and they did have the groundbreaking. So once again, Endicott, you know, keeping up with community ties and doing good things on its campus. They'll be building a building in honor of Pete Freitas and for the work that he's done, you know, to raise money for ALS research. And the other thing of interest, I think, Bill, I went to this once. Up in Rockport tomorrow, they are going to have a live nativity pageant, Christmas nativity pageant. It's live, with 150 cast members and volunteers. So let's see here. It will be Saturday, December 19 at 5 p.m. The procession begins at Rockport Art Association on 12 Main Street and moves to the Shailen Lu Performance Center, 37 Main Street, and the front lawn of the First Congregational Church of Rockport. Christmas concert by the Ecumenical North Shore Christian Men's Choir at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at the First Baptist Church in Rockport. That's at the corner of Broadway and Mount Pleasant Street. Christmas pageant ham and baked bean supper from 5:30 to 8:30 at the p.m. at the First Congregational Church. And the pageant and concert are free. Supper is $9 for adults, $6 for children 12 and younger. And I did, as I said, I went to this a few years ago, and it is really cool. Whole town turns out, and people come from all around to walk. You walk sort of in a procession from one place to another, and then they have this live nativity scene. So it's pretty cool. And again, that's tomorrow in Rockport, starting at 5 p.m. It begins at 12 Main Street.
I know that the item has the holiday parades listed in the section today, and Nahat has theirs starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, while Lynn and Saugus have their parades on Christmas Eve. The Lynn Parade, it's a big, huge parade. It starts at 5 o'clock at Summer Street at Austin Square, and the Saugus Parade starts at about 6:30 p.m. and that's at near Hamilton and Elm Streets in Saugus. So these Santa parades or whatever, Christmas parades are all scheduled, and it's just hard to believe we're just creeping closer and closer to this, and here we are, the weekend before.
So you didn't camp out to see Star Wars?
I did not. No. I'm not a Star Wars person. I don't know. I guess I don't know what happened to me, but that's, I'm just not wired that way. So I'm just not into it at all, you know. So
well, I know you, Bill. At some point I'll have to ask you what movies you are wired into or books, but I got to tell you, back in 1977, when the first Star Wars movie came out, I was teaching, and we were at coffee one morning, and a science teacher came in. It was just before school started. A science teacher came in on a Monday morning, and she was in a lather. She was just beside herself. She's generally a reserved person. She was, oh, you have to see this, and the space, and the guy, and she couldn't get a complete sentence together. It was so funny, and I had never heard of it. I mean, who heard of Star Wars at that point? And needless to say, I had to go see it. First three movies that Lucas made, I thought were just so much fun, you know. And there was no political statement. It was just a fun fantasy type movie set in space. And I'm a science fiction fan, so I'm always looking for good science fiction. This was not good science fiction, but it was a lot of fun. So I am a fan of the first three movies. The next three, not so much. And this one hasn't really grabbed me. It looks like a remake of the first one, which is essentially, I guess, what they were shooting for. What's this guy, J.J. Abrams of Lost fame, I guess, and he did a couple of Star Trek movies. But anyway, looks like there's a nation full of people ready to spend a lot of money on this movie.
Now, this is the first one done by Disney. Is that right? Does that sound right, Rick?
Yeah, Disney bought the franchise a few years ago. They bought it from Lucas. And they spent, I think, $1 billion or more. And, you know, people say, well, okay, this is the first movie, and it's been like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years since they've had the franchise. But I guess the main thing is all the merchandising that goes with it. You know, all the old movies, the DVDs, the characters, the games, whatever else there might be. Disney owns all of it now. And I think we all know how proprietary Disney is. Disney and Apple could square off on who has the most rights, you know, in terms of being proprietary. They are both unbelievable. So yeah, Disney's banking on this to make a lot of money. And originally, I don't know if you knew this, but back in 77, when George Lucas put the first one together, he had a triple trilogy concept in mind. He had 9 movies that he wanted to make revolving around Star Wars by the year 1999, and obviously they didn't happen. But I think now they're working on the final trilogy, so there might be 2 more movies to come.
Well, I heard a discussion on Disney the other day, and they've as you just said, they did pay a lot for the rights for that, but they're expecting a huge payback on movie sales itself, and plus all the merchandising, and this should be a huge weekend for that movie. Obviously, it's going to be a huge weekend, but maybe even a record-setting movie for all times, for all I know, this weekend, because they're camped out. When was the last time a movie that folks were camping out to wait for it? I mean, I'm trying to think of the latest Adam Sandler movie. Maybe not. But anyways, I like Adam Sandler. I'm one of the few. But anyways, I don't know. I'm trying to think when there was a big movie like this that people were waiting to go see.
Well, you know, Adam Sandler, I got to tell you, everywhere you go in Gloucester, restaurants and things like that, you'll see pictures of him with Gloucester people. I don't know what the last movie was. He was when he did something around here in Manchester or someplace. But I guess he's really very into mixing and meeting with people when he shoots on location. So I'm not a great Adam Sandler fan either, but apparently he's a very pleasant, nice guy when he's working and on location, and he's easily accessible. So, you know, that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know. A movie like that. I mean, you see it. You see on television all the time these shows about people camping out for the movies. But I don't know. The only thing I remember that's comparable to that, Bill, was when the Harry Potter books would come out. Oh, people would wait, and because they'd come out like at midnight, and fans would be in line at bookstores. Barnes & Noble and those places, and they would camp out there for that. That's the only thing I can remember that's close to that.
Well, maybe if somebody wants to fill us in, give us an idea, they can email us at our email address at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what other names or lists people can come up with on that front. But, yeah, so it's going to be a big weekend for Star Wars for sure. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars all weekend long and into the Christmas week. When you think about it, what a timing to release a movie, Rick. It's the weekend before Christmas. And then with the holiday this week, so many people have so much time off for the next 2 weeks, really. And certainly plenty of time to go to the movies and fight those lines. So that it's got to make a huge amount of money here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, as Kurt Schilling would say, it's wicked smart. Wicked smart. Well, and speaking of – go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of sports, I don't know if you're a downhill racing fan, but Lindsey Vonn, you guys might remember Lindsey Vonn. Unbelievable. She's a terrific skier, but she seems to blow out her knee every year, and she had another injury, I believe, last year. She's back at it again, and I think she's won three giant slaloms already this season. I think there's maybe been three races, and she's the leader already in the World Cup standings, and she's skiing faster and better than ever. And to go through that rehab, you know, we have our own local professional icon around here who goes to that in Rob Gronkowski. And Lindsey Vonn has done that several times as well. So it's just anybody who's I know that there are a couple of high schools in the area that have ski teams, racing teams. And, man, you got to study Lindsey Vonn, her technique, her style, and her drive. She's just one amazing athlete.
Yeah, they've really got with the technology of skis and so on, they've really – That sport has really stepped it up, obviously, along with many others in the last decade or so. All right, Rick, locally in sports, we have a high school basketball game tonight. Lynn English playing host to Danvers. That should be a great game. Danvers winning that state title a year ago. I think they won like 27-0 last year. So we'll see what happens. Lynn English lost a lot of players last year, but we'll see what happens. It'll be a great game tonight. And that's at Lynn English High School this evening.
We have a report. We have a report on our scoreboard hotline, too. Denise Silva. Do I have her last name right, Bill?
Not sure about that, yeah.
She's the swim coach, I believe, over at Lynn Classical. And she called in a terrific report on her team last night beating Revere. And I suggest you go to that post and just click on it. It's only about a half a minute long, but packed with information from Coach Silva. And we will have hockey tomorrow from Endicott College as well, as we'll have Beverly will be hosting Danvers, the Falcons at 1-1. And I don't know how Beverly made out. I think they won the other night. So Beverly is at 1-0. So we'll have that game tomorrow. 2 o'clock start over at Endicott.
Yep, so that'll be a good chance. I've got a chance to go into that Endicott rink, and I think it's the Olympic-sized surface, and they're going to keep it cold in there so the ice is nice and hard. So you bring your heater with you, Rick. So.
Well, Dr. Wiley said that there are heaters above the seats in the stands.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Is there a press box there?
Yeah. There's a little press box there. Yeah, you go in.
I'm bringing my heater anyway. Absolutely.
All right. Well, okay. So that's pretty much it for today. And there's no trending now with Josh Arnold today, right?
Well, correct. As I mentioned, we have an appointment, a commitment to meet with Gerard Moynihan at Moynihan Lumber. And it's very important for us to go over there and talk to Gerard. He's a great guy. He's been a supporter of high school athletics, of WESX, of us, and other stations as well, who promote high school athletics over the years. He's been incredible. And Bill, I'm just I'm in awe of the North Shore Student Athlete program that he and his family and his company have put together. ran into a little rough spot last year for reasons that nobody could help, but man, it's back full tilt boogie this year, and I can't wait to go see Gerard. So yeah, that, because of that commitment, we will not have Trending Now this week. Next week we won't have it either, or the week after, because of holiday commitments. But we'll be back early in January, and as I said, stay tuned. We may be moving it back over to Thursday. Josh has some terrific guests lined up from a wide variety of news and newsmakers all over the North Shore.
You don't, you guys don't want to do it on Christmas Day and New Year's Day next week? Is that the, that's it?
Well, you know how dedicated I am, but
yeah.
Yeah, no, we're going to pass on that.
All right, okay. All right, well, we'll what we'll do is we'll wrap it up here. That's it for North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.